One inning in, and the Cubs are in a 2-0 hole in Colorado. They'll need a comeback to keep up with the Rockies, and with Jason Hayward at the plate in the second inning.
Hits one in the air to left. Pretty well hit. Back goes Dahl. Dahl to the track. At the fence. Leaping, and that ball is a home run. Jason Hayward, opposite field to left.
Yeah, 2-1, Rockies in the second inning, but the Cubs don't score again until the ninth. Outlasted by the Rocks, 10-3. They've dropped two in a row. Hit with the loss, Jose Quintana, 4 2/3, four-run ball. Out of the bullpen, Chatwood and Brock allow six more. And the Cubs are back in Colorado at 2-10, sitting a half game back at the losing Brewers in the NL Central race. Young slugger Eloy Jimenez puts a dent in the baseball. His first home field home run goes 462 feet. Add on an RBI double in the White Sox, and Jimenez hold off Washington 7-5. His outfield play comes in handy, too, making a sliding catch in the eighth inning to snuff a Nationals rally.
He's starting to get better jumps on balls. He's working really, really hard. In BP, he's taking bats off, you know, balls off the bat and trying to get good jumps and using every opportunity he can to improve his skill set out
Ricky
there.
Ricky Renteria's Sox get a day off. They're 32-34, host the Yankees tomorrow night. For some football players, a new coordinator means learning a new language. Bears middle linebacker Roquan Smith claims to be fluent in new defensive coordinator Chuck Pagano's defensive system.
Yeah, it's been great. The terminology is a little different, but you expect that when you switch coordinators, but it's great. I think he's a great guy. I'm enjoying getting to know him even more, so I think it's pretty sweet.
Smith and the Bears back in the middle of a three-day minicamp with kicking competitors Eddie Pinheiro, Elliot Fry, and Chris Blewett all missing 42-yard attempts at the end of yesterday's workout. 8 o'clock start, Game 7, Bruins-Blues, the Stanley Cup Finals on the line. The Sky beat Phoenix 82-75 to improve to 3-2, and the Fire get knocked out of the U.S. Open Cup, losing to St. Louis 2-1. We're giving away more Cubs tickets courtesy of Xfinity. Listen tomorrow afternoon for your chance to win. Josh Liss, News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.